If you've been paying attention over the last few years, you've seen the world of news and journalism changing right before our eyes. Online news now dominates. Mobile-friendly sites are increasingly important. And some sites, like the business news site, Quartz, that's QZ.com, are ditching the idea of borders, reassessing their audience, and diversifying their entire approach to news. Latino USA producer Michael Simon Johnson spoke with Quartz's senior editor, Mitra Kalita, to find out how this three-year-old media outlet is helping its readers connect the dots of the global economy.
So if I were to go to Quartz right now and look at the sort of stream of news stories, what would my takeaway be?
Sure. Actually, if you go to QZ.com, you definitely will see the news of the day because we have a daily brief that greets you. And importantly, the news of the day will actually take you outside of the website. And so we're so confident in the Quartz experience, but we're also confident in other websites or other journalists' ability to bring you the news of the moment.
When you say the news of the day, I'm wondering what you mean by that, because the news of the day for Quartz seems like very different from the news of the day, even at like the New York Times or...
I think we're at the intersection of what's important, for sure, but also what's interesting. A nine-year-old kid and how he gets his stickers for the World Cup, for most news outlets, is an anecdote that you include in a story and you distill that kid into a sound bite. You don't drill down and give anybody a flavor of what it means to be a nine-year-old. The globalization that exists in the world today and how you can get stickers at a lingerie shop that is for a largely Colombian female clientele and how they got into the business of World Cup stickers. And so there's a layered experience that will not make it in a soundbite. And I feel like it's really incumbent upon digital journalism to present and in some ways peel back those layers for readers.
Do you ever feel like you are overwhelming your audience with such disparate information that it's hard for them to connect the dots? I mean, your job is obviously to help them connect
right,
the dots.
Right.
But sometimes scrolling through,
yeah,
it's like plugging into the Matrix for the first time
right,
for some people. Like, what am I looking at?
So, yes, I do worry about that. There's an element of serendipity. There's an element of Googling something to find out how many times was this guy divorced? Or is this guy really Latino? Is he half Latino? And I kind of know that the reader is going to often, if they're interested enough, embark on this journey. And it might be a serendipitous journey.
I wanted to get a sense of what diversity at Quartz is like and among the staff. And I don't necessarily just mean like ethnic or racial diversity,
right,
but
you know, diversity is something that isn't so easily categorized or boxed. So somebody like me was born in Brooklyn to Indian parents, but raised for a part of my life in Puerto Rico. Latin America is such a symbol of this because I'll often be interviewing someone and think that they're a white American, and then I find out that they're Cuban or Venezolano or something like that. And so there are so many layers to global identity that I think it's important that newsrooms embrace it. In so many ways, Quartz illustrates the importance of a diverse newsroom in your bottom line. And it's not going to work unless I have those voices in our newsroom.